Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 1:38 in that specific summer time. Well, today was a pretty volatile day in stock markets. The NASDAQ 100 was down about 70 points. So that's one and almost 2/3% down on the NASDAQ composite. The S&P down a full percent, so was the Dow Jones. And the Russell 2000 is probably the one that has the most interesting chart pattern, because it's right now at a potential area of support that's at the upper side of the underlying trading range since that had broken out in January, and also the region of the 200-day moving average. Well, when you see something like this, where you have one range above another, and this has been a relatively lengthy range, and now we're pulling back to the upper side, well, you could anticipate that this would be where you would potentially find support, and that you might even see it come back a little bit below the 200-day moving average, because, or the upper side of the underlying range, because often markets overshoot. But that what you don't want to see is a failed upside break, because then that would increase the possibility that it would go right down and test the lower side of the range. And considering that there was a failed downside break below that range in November, it would represent a pretty volatile trading range and increased volatility after what had been a really quite consistent chart pattern. So then the possibility is that a midpoint danger line stop would as taught at the chart seminar would probably be appropriate at this stage. It really will be interesting to see to what extent the Russell can find support here. Considering that the market was a bit weaker yesterday, and certainly Europe was weaker, then that followed through into Asia this morning. The Nikkei was down by 2 2/3%, the Hang Seng was down by 1%, the ASX was down by 0.8%. It was generally a weak day. What we also see that in India, that where the rupee had been strengthening up, the stock market remains in this corrective phase, and the Nifty is still in the region of the 200-day moving average. But it hasn't demonstrated support in that area just yet. So there is the possibility that this is going to move into a somewhat deeper period of consolidation or corrective phase. The A-share market was a little bit weaker in here today, not more than 1%, less than that in fact. The Shenzhen B shares were stronger, and this breakout continues to have this rivingly consistent progression of higher reaction lows, and until that's broken, then we won't really have evidence that a peak of near-term significance has been reached, and that there's potential for consolidation and potentially mean reversion. But you have to think that we're getting increasingly close to that juncture at this stage. I've also done a review today of Chinese-listed shares, Chinese shares listed in the USA, because they have been so out of favor, and they haven't received the same flows that Hong Kong has received, and not least because mainland Chinese investors can't invest in the USA. So they haven't gained the same degree of attention, but what you are seeing is increasing evidence of reasonably lengthy bear trends where the progression of lower early highs has now been broken. So that is certainly worthy of mention. With the relatively weak environment on Wall Street, then the bond market has been just a tiny bit weaker in here today, but I'm going to post a chart of the 2043 Treasury, which has a coupon of about 3 3/4, because it has been reasonably consistent and is now back in the region of the moving average. It's one thing to look at yields at these levels, and there is the potential that yields will rise over the medium term. But I think it's also instructive to look at the individual prices of bonds, because some of these bonds are being traded more on the momentum basis rather than the actual yield. So I tend to look at some of the prices on the bonds as well. When we look at the Bund market in particular, that yield was so overstretched on the downside, and it is now at least this is the first rally in the yield pullback in the price of any kind of note. It was weaker again today by an additional point on the price, and the prospect now of mean reversion occurring in the yield and yields on the German Bund pushing up a bit from here, I think are looking more likely than not. Oil prices were stronger again today by a full dollar on WTI and 90 cents on Brent crude, and they continue to unwind the oversold condition relative to the 200-day moving average. And we're not really going to have an indication of any kind of the first area of potential resistance is around that level, and this has been a reasonably impressive bounce. Where we start to see prices finding support subsequent to that will be very instructive. And of course, the Baker Hughes rig count will also have an impact on exactly where prices eventually encounter resistance. And that rig count has continued to decline. Natural gas is still at very low levels, but it was stronger by 12 cents in here today. So this is a reasonable bounce now from the region of $202.50. It's also instructive to look at some of these industrial metals. That copper was stronger by about 9 cents today. The lower side of the overhead trading range is around $3, and it's currently trading at $2.88. So what we've seen so far has been an unwinding of the oversold condition, and it really will have to push back above $3 to indicate that demand is back in the driver's seat beyond the very near term. And in the currency markets, the euro extended its advance in here today. It was stronger by 89 ticks. The pound, which had already unwound its overextension relative to the trend mean, is liable to have some consolidation in this area. It was weaker today by 92 ticks, and it might have an additional consolidation in this area, but it is also in the medium term looking like this was a failed downside break below 150. With the weakening of the stock market and the potential now that some of the reasons for that are because wages are rising and because corporate profits are not coming in as strong as some might have hoped. Well, the potential is that wages might rise and then put additional pressure on corporations, but wages rising are one of the things that moves the needle in terms of what the Fed is likely to do. And that's not particularly good news for gold. Gold was down by $20 today. The June contract was actually down $27, and platinum down 17. Silver, which was up 70 cents yesterday, was down 58 cents, and palladium was down $8. Well, gold at this level is interesting because it had been trading right in the region of the EMA, and it was above the psychological $1,200 level, and it really does need to get back above that level to suggest that demand is back in the driver's seat, again beyond the short term. What we will need to see is that it finds support in the $1,100 area if this decline pulls back even further. When we take a big step back, then the Dow Jones has been ranging more or less below 18,000 for the last 6 months. And, well, it's pulling back from that level once more, but there's a progression of higher reaction lows there, and that progression is in the region of 17,500. If we see a move below that level, that would suggest that this, what has been so far a reasonably lengthy range, could potentially get even longer, and we could be in for more of a corrective phase. So, but I guess the thing to bear in mind is that despite the fact that we've had the loss of momentum, that both the S&P and the NASDAQ have rallied from the region of the 200-day moving average on successive occasions for nearly 3 years. And until we see those indices sustaining moves below their trend means, then we won't really have evidence that a peak of more than near-term significance has been reached. Well, I think with that, I will leave you for today, and I wish all the best to all of you.